Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As soon as the news broke that Triple H was taking over WWE's talent relations and creative, the dirt sheets came alive with chatter that the backstage feeding in WWE was largely one of positivity. WWE is no stranger to poaching stars. At the very least, it's safe to assume the game really knows who he's going to ask when their contracts are coming to a close. I'm Cy from WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 wrestlers AEW should fear losing to WWE. Number 10, The Elite. Starting off with perhaps the most important entry in this list, there is no All Elite Wrestling without The Elite. Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks taking a chance on themselves, and it's hard to imagine AEW with this trio not involved. Eventually that day will come, but hopefully it's a long, long time away. Whilst both sides have spent years making snide remarks about each other, anything can be water under the bridge. Seeing their pal Cody welcomed to the WWE with open arms, the prospect of shaking the industry to its core by jumping the fence must be intriguing. More than that, the WWE would love to have them, as in their eyes, scooping up AEW's EVPs will bring them closer to repeating history and potentially putting their competition out of business. If the group wants to do it, there's precious little Tony Khan may be able to do to stop them. Number 9, CM Punk. After the absolute meltdown that was the all-out media scrum and ensuing backstage fracas, it wasn't surprising to hear that CM Punk had been suspended after allegedly getting into a genuine physical altercation. In fact, many fans were shocked that the voice of the voiceless hadn't been immediately dropped from the company. This is still an unfolding situation, so it's tough to say what will happen next, but Tony Khan may well want to consider his options carefully. After all, Punk has been phenomenally good for business, not just selling out buildings with white-hot crowds, but creating must-see TV with the mic and in the ring for the entire year that he's been with AEW. But Punk clearly has a lot of misgivings about the way things are handled behind the scenes in All Elite Wrestling, and it's very easy to see him calling it a day. Whilst Triple H has a great track history of smoothing things over with talent, it may have been previously a hard task to imagine The Game and Punk being able to both put their differences aside to make business. But now that Punk is a proven commodity in 2022, Trip should see the dollar signs and the writing on the wall. And if AEW Brass doesn't find the right compromise for CM Punk's gripes, they could be in danger of losing one of their biggest stars. Number 8. Hangman Adam Page. Whilst Adam Page is no longer AEW champion, he is still the centerpiece of a few different stories within the company. He's a huge deal for AEW storytelling as a star who rose to prominence in the Western wrestling scene through the feuds that the company laid out for him that took him to the main event. In May 2019, Page revealed in an interview with State of Combat's Brian Campbell that WWE had not just made overtures to sign him before he departed New Japan for AEW, but they had been more after him than most. Hangman had nothing bad to say about the process, complimenting WWE on being courteous and professional. In the end, he turned them down in pursuit of something that he described as a game changer. Considering the window that these chats would have taken place in, it's highly possible Triple H was the man pushing for Page to come to WWE, and stands to reason that Hunter feels the same way now, perhaps even more so seeing the former AEW champion success on TV. Hangman still has plenty going on in AEW, but if he's ever looking for a new challenge, WWE will be more than happy to oblige. Number 7. Layla Hirsch. If Triple H fulfills the expectations that many have for him, the WWE Women's Division is about to potentially go through a renaissance. There's empirical evidence that Mr. Levesque cares about booking women right. AEW, on the other hand, seem to have yet to figure this one out. Layla Hirsch hasn't been in AEW long, officially becoming All Elite in May 2021. There's no point rushing legit Layla into a prominent position before she's ready, but the promise she's shown is strong. At just 25 years old, Hirsch has her whole career ahead of her, and she would do really well to sit under the learning tree of AEW and hone her craft. When she becomes the complete package, though, WWE is sure to come calling. Hirsch's tough-as-nails persona is the kind of thing that WWE could craft into a legit badass. Number 6. Wardlow. WWE has been trending away from the land of the giants for some time now, and with Vince McMahon leaving the company, it's expected that men of different shapes and sizes will get more chances to climb the ladder to stardom. That being said, variety is the spice of life. Wardlow isn't necessarily much taller than your average man, but his big guy build belays an athleticism that is tantalising no matter which company you're scouting for. Plus, he's proven this year his ability to organically get over with a crowd as a babyface, which is always a valuable skill to have. Rumours began in the summer of 2022 that WWE were already interested in Mr. Mayhem, to which Wardlow stated he was happy in AEW, but wouldn't rule out a move in the future. Even with Vince out of the picture, men of Wardlow's stature and explosive energy are attractive to the established WWE crowd. Both companies have a surprising lack of big men in their ranks right now, in particular AEW, who need to hold on tight to Wardlow when the offers inevitably come his way. Number 5. Sammy Guevara. At just 29, Sammy Guevara isn't even in his prime yet, and the world is very much his oyster. A dashing, technically impressive star who should be on the radar of everyone when the time comes. As one of AEW's supposed four pillars of exciting young talents, Tony Khan should be ready to write a big check when Sammy's contract comes up, as WWE may well come knocking with their so-called dump truck full of money. The Fed has a huge audience in both Central and South America, and the company is always looking for stars to reflect that portion of their audience. With a Cuban father and American mother, Sammy Guevara is talented enough for WWE to make it fit. It depends on where the Spanish God's priorities lie. Would he be able to resist the opportunity to reunite with Cody on WWE's bigger and more global stages? Number 4. Athena. Athena's greatest successes under the biggest banner in pro wrestling came during her days in NXT, as both NXT Women's Champion and Tag Team Champion with Shotzi Blackheart across two different runs through the brand. Her moves beyond Triple H's control were far less interesting, and almost certainly the call for her release came from on high. The former Ember Moon is one of several women who have moved on from their WWE releases to Tony Khan's side of the industry, but almost all of them haven't really been given lots to do, especially with Britt Baker and Jade Cargill having a stranglehold on the promotion's championships for most of the last 12 months. Athena's tenure in AEW has really yet to begin, but she'll be a valuable addition to their roster when they're ready to pull the trigger on her, and they may want to do that sooner rather than later, as when it comes to signing departed female stars, you'd have to assume Athena is high up on Paul Levesque's pecking order. Number 3. The Lucha Brothers. Just by their very nature, tag teams stagnate faster than those going solo. It's only a matter of time before you've faced every team and done all that you feel that you needed to do within a company. Thankfully, AEW has always had a strong focus on their tag teams and have a lot of great duos to fill said division. As long as Tony Khan continues to innovate, add new pairings, and find ways to keep things fresh, then he should be able to keep people like the Lucha Brothers from looking across the battle lines. Like the female stars, NXT under Triple H's rule also cared about tag teams, producing incredible bouts featuring the likes of DIY, American Alpha, Undisputed Era, and arguably the best tag team in the world today, FTR. If only one team moves from one brand to another, that's a whole new world of different opponents for them, most of which, in this case, the Lucha Brothers have never faced before. WWE apparently tried to coax Penta and Rey Fénix over in 2018, but were unsuccessful. Still, if the pair ever feel like their time in AEW has run its course, there's lots waiting for them in Stamford, Connecticut. Just imagine a SummerSlam or WrestleMania-sized audience yelling out Zero Miedo. That should be tempting enough. Number 2. Abaddon. Being such a young company, AEW hasn't exhausted all of the wrestling stereotypes yet like the long-standing WWE has. Supernatural characters have been, at times, a dime a dozen on Raw and SmackDown, which may be why AEW have thus far decided to keep away from the more overt examples. Which begs the question of why they signed Abaddon at all if they were afraid to book them how they so clearly begged to be booked, as a ferocious, unpredictable, undead monster. Abaddon's horrifying presentation might be a bit too far for WWE, but it's unlikely the company wouldn't be interested in such a striking presence. After all, they tried so hard to make spooky Alexa Bliss work, even though fans tuned out months beforehand. Whether Trips and Company chooses to tweak them or simply make use of the rumoured return to TV-14, Abaddon just seems like the right fit for WWE's more sports entertainment tone over AEW's oftentimes more worked competitive sport. It may well be a case of use them or lose them for AEW, forcing the company to do more supernatural booking than just turning the lights on and off for House of Black. How do you know if you never try, and how will it feel if Abaddon gets a huge run in WWE after you spent so long sitting on your hands? Number 1. MJF. What makes MJF great is that he will play as big of a piece of crap as a story demands without regard for the fact there is no blurred line between his character and the real Maxwell Jacob Friedman. As kayfabe as they come, we'll never know for sure how true the rumours of MJF's contract disputes are. Now that they've been used as part of a worked shoot, some may simply brush them off, but why wouldn't they be real? MJF has every right to be concerned about his pay in the wake of so many high-profile signings. He's not just toiled away at AEW since the beginning, but has been the star of two back-to-back Feud of the Year contenders before he disappeared off of television in June. Maxwell is right to be confident about a bidding war between AEW and WWE when his contract ends. His segments have been the most watched moments of Dynamite many times over. It's a very real concern for AEW that MJF will jump ship and WWE will allow him to bury his former company, all in the name of another worked shoot. If Tony Khan can't keep the salt of the earth happy and put forward a handsome enough deal, MJF's possible departure from the company will leave a hole that nobody else can quite fit.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.